Hello?
Hello? Good evening.
Yes.
Miss Page?
Yes.
Good evening, Miss Page. My name is Joe, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research. I'm doing a survey on the public issues here in Ector County. Can you kindly share your opinion with us? About 5 minutes, all I'm asking. 5 minutes? Okay?
I can try.
Okay, thank you. I do appreciate it. But first of all, you sound like you're a minor. Are you over 18?
I'm definitely not a minor.
Okay, okay, okay. Now, are you registered to vote in Ector County?
I think so. I think I put it back to registering again.
Okay. Now, do you live within the city limits of Odessa, or do you live outside the city limits?
In the city limits.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally, do you think that things in Ector County are on the right track, or are things on the wrong track?
I think they need improvement.
So you would say right or wrong track, or not sure?
Wrong. Wrong.
Okay, thank you. Now, wait a minute. I'm moving forward. Now, what is the most important issue facing Ector County right now, in your opinion?
I think the schools need attention.
So you would say education issues, correct?
Yes.
Okay, moving forward.
Education, now, and they need to fix the roads.
Okay, let me put that down too. You said education issues and the traffic roads.
The roads, yes.
Okay, okay.
Like the condition of the roads, I mean.
Wow, okay. Now, how would you rate economic conditions in Ector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I guess I would say probably fair, I guess.
Fair? Okay. Now, 5 years from now, do you think that do you think that the economy in Ector County will be better off, worse off, or about the same as it is today?
I feel like worse off.
Wow. Okay. Now, how concerned are you about the security and future of your own job or the jobs of any close family members in Ector County? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Okay. Now, moving forward, I do want to thank you for taking your time. Now, I'm going to read a list of qualities and characteristics that contribute to the quality of life in a community. Please tell me how you rate each and Ector County. Excellent, good, fair, or poor. Now, the first issue is the availability of cultural opportunities such as theater, museums, and music.
Poor.
Poor. What about the availability of outdoor parks, playgrounds, and nature?
Poor.
What about public safety and low crime?
Poor.
What about offering job opportunities in your field?
I would say fair.
Fair, thank you. A shared vision and effective plan for economic development and job growth.
I guess fair.
Fair. What about availability of quality health care?
Let's say poor.
Poor? Wow. What about the quality of the public schools?
Poor.
Poor. What about natural beauty and physical setting?
I guess fair.
Fair. Okay, what about having a vibrant nightlife with clubs, bars, restaurants, and entertainment?
Poor.
Poor? Wow. What about availability of affordable housing?
Poor, for sure.
What? Okay. Being able to get from place to place with little traffic?
I have to say poor now.
Okay. What about welcoming and inviting to people of diverse backgrounds, ethnicity, and culture?
Poor.
And public transportation?
I guess fair.
Fair. And effective leadership from elected officials?
4.
4. Okay, now I do want to thank you. We're moving forward and we're almost done here. Now, please rate Hector County as a place to live for the following types of people. Immigrants from other countries. Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
I would say poor.
What about young single people?
Definitely poor.
What about families with children?
Poor.
Poor. What about entrepreneurs and people starting new businesses?
Poor.
Poor. What about recent college graduates looking to enter the job market?
I guess fair.
Fair. What about retirees?
Fair.
Fair. And people like you?
I guess fair.
Fair. And racial and ethnic minorities?
Poor.
Poor. And people living below the poverty line?
Poor.
Wow. Okay, now, man, we're at 80% finished. Now, the last few questions. How would you rate the overall quality of life in Hector County? Excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor? Wow. Now, over the next 5 years, do you think that the quality of life in Hector County will improve, deteriorate, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
And economic development generates investment, wealth, tax base, and jobs from which many community benefits are created. How familiar are you with vision and plans for economic development in Hector County? Very familiar, somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not at all familiar.
Okay, moving forward so I can get you back to your evening. How confident are you in the vision, plans, and leadership for economic development in Hector County? Very confident, somewhat, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Not too confident.
Not too confident. And community development generates solutions to problems like housing, education, transportation, and neighborhood renewal. Oh, Tony, come here.